It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded over the last 2 weeks at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. This is our weekend edition of Opinions Matter. We call it Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. And if you've never heard this before, this is very different to all the other podcasts that we release during the week. Let me tell you what this episode is all about. So every weekday afternoon on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D, we broadcast our show live. And out of that, then we get a podcast, we publish the podcast and so on. But while the audience is building on Facebook, myself and Jeremy, sometimes myself and Casey, sometimes Jeremy and Casey, sit here in the studio while the audience is building up on Facebook, talking the most random shite. And it is that random shite that you are going to hear on this episode of Opinions Matter. Literally the ramblings that go on between the three of us every day here in our studio. And it is completely unedited. We literally have put no effort into editing this at all. So what are you going to hear on this episode? Well, you will. We discussed what's the best way to dispose of a dead goldfish. Whatever happened to UV lights under boy racer cars? And our Katie showed off her new pussy live on air. All that and much more on this episode of Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. And this is episode number 37. Most of it is from last week. We start last Monday week. Anyway, how are y'all? How are y'all? Go on, what were you going to say?
If you are watching as we record this podcast, I want to apologise first and foremost because I have a big spot on the end of my nose.
It's hilarious looking. It's hilarious looking.
If you're not watching this podcast,
this will make absolutely no sense.
Well, the people know what a spot is, okay?
Okay, but Jeremy looks like Pinocchio. That's the best way to describe how you look today.
That's the wrong... No.
Pinocchio, the red dot at the end of his nose.
No, that's not the correct...
So what do you look like?
Pinocchio had a long nose. But he didn't have a spot at the end of it. Are you listening? What's his name, Giuseppe?
No, his name is Pinocchio.
No, who made him?
Giuseppe, yeah.
Are you listening, Giuseppe? Rudolph had a red nose.
Yeah, that's exactly what you look like.
So apologies for the little acne outburst. Why am I still getting acne at 38 years of age? I have to ask that question.
When were you 38?
You know my birthday's June.
Yeah.
So I was 38 in June.
No, you were 38 12 years ago in June.
That's ridiculous. That's absolutely ridiculous. Wasn't it terrible, by the way? I don't know, guys, if you had bad acne when you were a teenager in school. No, I was lucky I didn't.
I did. I hate it.
And there was a fella in our class. Now, this is actually not a joke. It's deadly serious. There was a fella in our class who had awful in secondary school. You don't get it in primary school.
No. It's when you're a teenager.
Is it what causes
through
it?
Puberty. Changes of your...
It's hormones, isn't
it? Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So why did I not... Although I had very little hormones when I was a teenager.
That's well documented.
Which is borne out by my effeminate side, as you can see. Out of the two of us, I will be the more effeminate one.
Oh, definitely.
What do you mean definitely?
Oh, most certainly.
Yes, I'm quite effeminate.
You are?
Like, I drink cocktails.
Yeah.
I like a drink with an umbrella in it. And a sword. I love it. You know the plastic sword?
What age are you?
I can't get them anymore.
Obviously, because people went, they're ridiculous.
Oh, I used to love a plastic sword in a drink.
Anyway, but you get on with it.
I many's a night I cross swords after drinking cocktails, let me tell you.
Really?
Yeah. That used to be a game I would play back in the day when I used to go on holidays, back in my single days.
You used to cross swords, did you?
Yeah, it was a game we used to play. Was how many cocktails can you drink? And then you'd cross swords.
And who did you cross swords with?
You'd cross swords with one of the lads.
Interesting, yeah. Then did you enjoy it?
I tell you, it killed many's an hour on holidays. Many's an hour. So what we do is we drink my cocktails of choice back in the day, as you know.
Were woo-woos.
Woo-woos. By the way, for those of you who've never had a woo-woo cocktail.
Oh, they're pathetic.
They were huge back in the 90s. Very effeminate drink. Very hard to go to a bar as a butch man.
And say, how are you going to have a woo-woo?
You're going to have a woo-woo. And I can't even remember what was in a woo-woo.
Woo-woo.
Yeah, I know it's all. What is the boo-boo?
Woo-woo.
What's the boo-boo? What's in it?
I don't know. I never drank one in my life.
Look it up.
Anyway, go on, will you?
So after about five woo-woos,
yeah,
we would then...
cross swords.
If there was a group of six lads, like, we'd all cross swords and we'd have...
together, all of you?
Oh, yeah, sure. We once got kicked out of a bar for crossing swords because we were doing it too... We got too into it, if you know what I mean. Like, it got a bit serious.
That's very weird.
And maybe that's why that doesn't happen anymore, is it?
Well, people don't cross swords.
Ah, some... What do you have? So to get to the airport, you have to cross swords.
Yeah, no, I cross swords on my way home every day.
Anyway... if you haven't crossed swords on a holiday, you haven't had a holiday.
You haven't lived.
Can I just,
anyway, so go on with your...
find out what the ingredients of woo-woo is.
I actually don't care what the ingredients...
I'm going to start making them again. Isn't it mad how nobody drinks cocktails in Ireland, but as soon as you get out of Ireland, you've no problem drinking a cocktail?
A woo-woo.
Yeah.
Also called... oh, here, get a load of this. Also called a teeny-weeny woo-woo. It's another name for...
I've never asked that, yeah.
It's an alcoholic beverage made of vodka... peach schnapps and cranberry juice. Ew.
Sorry, Jeremy, who did you rub your Mickey off? What does that mean?
Who said that?
Was it Donald or?
What?
I didn't rub me Mickey off. Why is someone rubbing Mickeys?
I have no idea.
I didn't rub my Mickey off. Oh, sorry. I was crossing plastic swords, Donald. The little swords that you get in your drink. Sorry.
Well, I knew what you meant.
No, but crossing swords is also a term for in porn, where two men...
yeah.
I can't even say this. I'm scarlet.
What? Two men what?
If two men... and one woman are together.
Yeah, yeah.
You say, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come like on, tell me.
Like you're a child. Tell me, mammy, tell me. When two men and one woman are engaged in fornication.
Right.
Yeah. And the two men are penetrating.
Yeah.
They're both penetrating.
Yeah.
Sometimes their penises will come off.
What are you saying?
Their penises.
Spit it out there.
Sometimes if two men and one... you've never had a threesome, have you?
No, no.
You've never even had a twosome. What? if a threesome, two men and one woman.
Yes.
The two men will be engaged in sex with the one woman.
Yeah, yeah.
And the odd time, the two men's penises will collide.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, is that called crossing swords?
Like the tectonic plates.
That's called crossing swords.
And that is called crossing swords because your member is your sword.
Oh, right, okay. So it's got nothing to do
with...
do
you ever hold your penis and go, on guard?
Oh, never.
You haven't lived. You haven't got away on holidays with us.
This isn't anything to do with crossing from Rathmeal Road over to Airside.
I don't even know where those addresses are.
They're in Swords.
Rathmeal Road.
The Rathmeal Road, yeah.
Rathmeal Road.
Yeah, over towards Airside. But you have to cross swords to get there.
A lot of that goes on up at the airport. Anyway, that's what crossing swords means. It's when two...
where were we anyway? Where did this conversation start from?
That is a very good question. We were talking about cocktails on holidays and stuff like that. But anyway, I want to give you a warning, guys. Something very horrific. Sorry, I was talking about the spot on my nose.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And a fella, all joking aside, there was a fella in my class who had really, really bad acne when we were in class. And he was the nicest fella. And they had the worst nickname for him in school. Can I say it? I don't. And this isn't bullying him, by the way, because I was actually friends with him. And his nickname was Mazonis.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because he had really bad acne. But how come they can't get a cure for acne?
Well, there is, you just... creams and stuff.
Aiden, he's never mentioned this before. But
you've never called me Aiden before either. Like, it's becoming tedious.
Oh, once you say that, then I keep doing it. Aiden, as you know, was diagnosed with cancer 26 years or months ago, yeah?
No, 24 months ago.
Okay, and they were able to cure that.
Thankfully.
How come they can cure cancer in your bum-bum?
In your bum-bum?
I don't know where it was. Where was it?
It was prostate cancer.
Where's the prostate?
It's not your bum-bum.
That's exactly where the prostate
is. It's down around that region.
Ah, yeah. Anyway,
get on with it. Yeah,
how come they could take cancer out of your rectum and they can't take a spot off somebody's face? What's going on in those labs around the world?
That's a good question.
Anyway.
Although, you don't see acne as much as you used to.
I know in my class...
everybody had it.
There was a lot of... yeah. Your forehead, remember you used to get it in your forehead?
But you don't see young fellas with as much acne as you used to. When I was a kid, I was riddled with it.
And I used to have, on my hands, I used to have those big wart things.
Oh, jeez, did you?
Why are you saying it like that? Oh, Jesus. What?
You were riddled like...
I had warts in my hands, did you?
Oh, no, I never did, no. Yeah.
Sorry, did anybody else listen? Was it only me? Did anybody else see? So I grew up, I was in secondary school from 1998 to 2006.
Yeah, in 1998 you were working at FM 104 on the phone show, you fool.
Prove it.
I can, I actually can.
Oh, you can. Oh, you can. Do have photographs. Yeah, you do have photographs. Did anybody else have warts on their hands? Do you not remember, you used to bite them off and they'd bleed?
That's how they spread.
Oh, they spread onto your mouth?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus, I have to keep away from you.
That was back in 1998.
I couldn't care less, I'm staying away from you.
No, I never bit my warts
off. You're riddled.
How did you get... Dave McLaughlin is saying they can treat acne nowadays. So there is a cure for it, is there?
I just know I don't see as many young fellas with acne faces. You don't.
Why, do you be looking out for young fellas with acne faces?
No, but I just don't notice it as much as you used to.
So is it because they have a cream for it now? Preparation H or something like that. Is that what it is?
I have no idea.
Anyway.
It's been a long time since I had acne.
Anyway, I just want to give you a very quick warning, guys, and something very serious happened over the weekend. And when I told Adrian this off air, he actually laughed on it, but it's not funny. So on Friday afternoon, we arrived home and we found, well, nobody wants to arrive home to, we found one of our goldfish swimming upside down in the tank.
That's not usually a good sign, sure it's not.
No, because fish cannot do a backstroke.
No.
And
so an upside down fish is a fish who's passed on to the great fish factory in the sky.
So he passed on. Goldie was his name. We won him in the fair.
Oh, right, okay.
Which was only last week.
Oh, he's only a week old?
Yeah, we got him in the... You know where you hook a duck? Have you ever hooked a duck?
Oh.
You know where the ducks are going around?
Yeah.
And you hook the duck. And if you hook the duck, you win a fish.
Yes.
You don't know what hook a duck is.
Yeah, of course you do, yeah. So, yeah, hang on, the fish is what? He's a week old.
A week old. So we didn't want the kids to see that he had died because they get very traumatised when the fish die. So I managed to fish Goldie out of the fish tank.
Mm-hmm.
And decided we have to get rid of him.
As you do, yeah.
Now, I would have thought that the best and most humane way to get rid of a fish is to...
Well, I'd have flushed him down the toilet.
That's what I did. I flushed him down the toilet. My wife went, fucking mad she did.
Why? What did she want? A ceremony out the back garden?
Well, no, she didn't give me an alternative. But she just said, why did you treat that goldfish with such indignity? Would you like if I flushed you down the toilet? I said, you'd have to cut me up into a lot of small pieces. Anyway, guys, flushed Goldie down the toilet, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Thought nothing of it. Went around to the goldfish shop in Carrick Mines.
To buy another one?
Bought a new Goldie, put him in the tank. Kids were none the wiser. Okay?
Excellent, yeah. Good plan. Well done.
In fact, my daughter was looking up at the tank, banging on the tank. Hi, Goldie.
Very good. Okay, so this is Goldie's replacement. So Goldie's stunt double, if you will.
So we think it's all going grand.
Yeah.
And that evening, my daughter goes in to do her business in the toilet and all I hear is screams. It was like the scene from Psycho. Do the Psycho.
That?
Yes, that thing, yeah. They're being stabbed in the shower. Yeah.
So you hear this.
Is that the remake of Psycho? I've never heard that noise before.
So go on.
Wah. She's screaming her head off in the toilet. I run into the bathroom and realise that Goldie's after coming back up.
Oh no, he's in the jacks, is he?
My daughter went down to sit and go to the toilet and Goldie was looking up at her.
Oh no.
And she hasn't spoken to me since.
So there's two Goldies?
No, we had to tell her that Goldie was died. Had died. So let that be a lesson to you that if you...
Don't flush your fish down the jacks.
No, but if you are going to flush a fish down the jacks, make sure you tie a rock to his fin. It's not the way the mafia do
Can
that.
Can I just say, don't put a rock down your toilet?
Why not?
It's not good for the sewage system.
I haven't seen some of the poos I've put down my toilet. But just be careful if you are getting rid of your goldfish. Where should you bury your goldfish if you can't bury them in the toilet?
Well, I would flush it down the jacks. I'm being honest with you. What are you doing? Oh, you're not drinking Goldie, are you?
Ah. Lovely bit.
Jesus.
Lovely bit of fish. Lovely bit of fish. Where would you put a goldfish if it died?
I'm after telling you, I'd flush it down the toilet. I'd do exactly what you did.
But they do come back up. That is the problem.
I didn't know that.
Yep. Anyway, thank you very much. Sorry, Goldie.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. No other podcast sounds like it. That's probably just as well.
Whatever happened to lads driving around with UV lights under their car?
Oh, that was a horrible trend.
Ah, do you remember that?
That was a ridiculous trend.
Does anybody know where that came from? Where did it come from? Where did it go?
Where did it come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
Where did it come from and where did it go?
So this is, for those of you who don't remember, I'm sure most of you do, this is UV lights, ultraviolet lights on the underside of a car.
No, well, I'm trying,
it looks like the car was kind of floating.
Yeah, and I'm trying to get a year on it because I can't remember. I'm going to say late 90s.
Yeah, late 90s, early noughties, yeah.
And there was a load of, there was always fellas, wasn't it?
There was always the lads.
It's gas the way they always had accents that sounded like their engines. Wasn't it so funny though? So you wouldn't know it was them talking or whether it was the engine of their car. So you had these lads driving around in, I don't even know what make of cars.
Mitsubishis and stuff.
What did you call that make of car?
Souped up Mitsubishis. You used to have one of them.
What? I never had this.
You had a Mitsubishi yoke, didn't you?
My first three cars were on Mitsubishis.
Yeah, well then, yeah.
I had a Mitsubishi Colt, which was my first car.
Yeah,
I remember. A lot of love was made in that car.
No, it wasn't.
Self-love.
Oh, yeah,
self-love,
yeah, yeah, probably, yeah. So, yeah, you'd admit, so it's a souped-up Mitsubishi. You used to have an L-Lads Mitsubishi.
Sorry, yeah, so I start off with the Colt. That was my first
Did you
car.
Have a spoiler on it?
No, a lot of love was made in that Colt. A lot of love. I'd say that car's pregnant at this stage.
By you, on your own.
A lot of my seed was left in that car.
Jesus.
After that, I moved on to a Mitsubishi Lancer.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember your Lancer, yeah.
That had spinning wheels and all that. Oh, I was a bit of a boy racer back in the day. And then I had a Mitsubishi Charisma. Was that what they called, Charisma?
Oh, no, they were manky cars.
Oh, sorry, but that's why I sold it.
Oh, right.
And since then, guys, I don't know if any of you are interested in this.
Nobody cares.
But since then, I've been a Hyundai driver. I've always had a Hyundai.
Always?
Yeah, I've always had a Hyundai. I've had about 10 Hyundais.
Have you?
In a row. Have you not known that about me? What?
Branch out
to what? No, I love Hyundais.
Hyundais?
Yeah. Martin says, was Jeremy knocking one out in his car? You bet your bottom dollar I was, Martin. So everybody does that when they have their first car.
What?
Well, most people, Martin, have sex, but I didn't have a woman who wanted to have sex with me in fact, I still don't have a woman who wants to have sex with me. I have to be honest with you. I don't know if this is illegal, what I'm about to say, and could I be arrested for it?
Hopefully.
Because you know things you do in the past and come back, like your man.
Who?
Jim Gavin.
Oh, poor old Jim.
20 years ago.
$3,000. I mean, seriously.
What?
$3,000.
I know, ridiculous. But what I'm saying is, if I admit now, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? That's I probably whacked one out in my first car. You know the pride of having.
Stop saying filth like that.
The pride of owning your first car.
Anyway, sorry. Where were you?
We digress. What happened to UV lights under the cars?
Does anybody know where they went? Where did they go? Where did they go, Cotton Eye Joe?
Yeah. Paul Brady says spinning wheels doesn't every car have spinning wheels. Yeah, smart arse. But these were spinning wheels. The inner thing used to spin on them. Do you remember those wheels I had?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They were ridiculous as well.
What were they called?
I don't know, but they were ridiculous.
Darren wants to know, do I drive a Tucson or a Santa Fe? I drive actually a Santa Fe, Darren. Tucson would be for dull heads.
What? That was the car you had last year, you fool.
No, but I've moved up now.
No, the car you had last year was a Tucson.
Sorry, Robert knows what I'm talking about. A spinning rim. Have you ever had a spinning rim, Adrian?
No.
Can we not? Why are you so childish?
I don't know.
No, have you ever had a spinning rim?
No.
Because I have cream for it if you did.
Anyway, so, sorry.
Why did you let me buy those, by the way? You were with me that day, you absolute spa.
Because I knew you were going to show yourself.
I walked into the shop with you.
I'll have those spinning yokes.
I'm a very easy sales pitch.
Yeah, yeah.
So I walked into
And it was ridiculous.
I walked into this shop that sells alloy wheels. Because hubcaps are for dolies, aren't they? Hubcaps? That's for povo cars. Hood caps. Is that what hood caps?
No, they're not called hood caps.
It is a hood cap.
Hub caps.
No hood.
No, there's no hood.
It is. It goes over the hood of the wheel.
It's not.
It's a hood cap.
No, it's not, you fool of a man.
Oh.
Hub caps.
Oh.
Yeah. Hub caps.
No, hood.
There. Hub caps. Look. B.
Hood.
No. You fool of a man.
What's a hub? What's a hub? That's not even a word. You can't make
What's a hood?
The hood is the hood of the wheel. It's a hood cap.
No, it's not a hood cap.
I think you'll find it is.
Hub cap. A hub cap is a decorative disc on an automobile wheel.
No, that's AI.
No, it's not.
Say that. It is.
Oh, you're a fool of a man. A hub cap.
So anyway, I went into the shop and I wanted a set of alloy wheels. And the salesman, was real. What are those salesmen called?
A good salesman.
No, snake oil salesman.
No. He was a good salesman because you walked out with what he wanted you to buy.
So he says to me, Jeremy, this is what everybody...
How did you know your name?
I was huge in the 90s, I was, in the noughties. Huge.
Yeah, you were a bit bigger, all right, yeah.
Yeah, huge in the 90s and noughties.
Come on, anyway.
And he said, Jeremy, I've just the wheels for you. These are the new big thing. And he takes these out, and they're basically rims.
Yep.
So he showed me his shiny rim.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he says, touch my rim. Just feel my rim. And I felt his rim, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he says, now watch the magic happen. And when you spin the rim around, yeah, the inner thing
spun around, yeah. Now, they were very effective. I mean, it was good, but ridiculous looking on a car. Ridiculous. And between that and you nearly went down the road of getting the UV light under the car, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
You did. You were tempted. You were tempted.
No. But what? So anyway, I got the rims pimped up.
Yeah.
That's what it was all because of. That program that used to be on.
Pimp My Ride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And got rid of them after a year because I was getting laughed at. I'd literally be driving down the road and people would be spitting at my car. and all that. And then those UV lights came in. Where would you even get them now?
I don't think you could get them now, to be quite honest with you.
But what was the reason for them?
There is no reason.
Unknown caller.
Oh, oh my God, what's going on?
Who's ringing here? Unknown caller, come on.
Go on.
No, I'm not answering that.
By the way, 1990 rang, they want their ringtone back. That is ridiculous.
That's my ringtone. Yeah, no, I'm not answering it because I think that's... Oh, that looks like a news talk number. No, I'm not answering that.
Oh, your paymasters.
What?
They're your paymasters.
They're
telling you what to say. They're telling you what to say.
Anyway.
Sorry, Darren, who works with cars, has said it is actually a hubcap.
Yeah, no, it is.
I've been calling it a hood cap.
Yeah, like a fool.
But why didn't you ever correct me?
I did correct you years ago and you said no.
So anyway, are they a thing of the past now?
What the UV light under the car?
No, what were they called where they used to meet up in industrial estates?
Oh, meets.
What?
That's what they were called, meats.
Jesus. That's the best name they could come up with.
But that's what they were called, no, meats. They were.
Where did meet in? Back in the early noughties, I used to spend a lot of time out in Baldoyle.
What were you doing there?
I had people out there that I knew, and I'd spend a lot of time out
really?
There.
Really?
Oh, yeah. People in Baldoyle. Yeah. You would often see me drinking. What's the local pub called again?
In Baldoyle?
Yeah,
great. Well, you should know the area better than I do.
Great pub. What's it called? Just over the tracks on the right? The Oak, is that what it's called?
No idea.
Anyway, they always used to have in this industrial station, Baldoyle, when you drive through it, they would always have these meetings going on.
Meets, they were called.
I don't believe
it. M-E-E-T-S.
You had all day, and that's the best you could come up with.
Yeah.
The meets. Word meet. That's what it was called.
Meets. Yeah.
Let's go for it. No, it was called a cruise, according to Chris Carey.
No, they were meets.
Sorry, is that Chris Barry?
What?
What's his name? Chris Carey. No one knows that meets. That couldn't be right. They're all saying it was a cruise.
Anyway, what about it?
What went on at them?
They showed off their cars.
But they would... Yeah, Jordan is saying as well. By the way, Jordan, that's a real name for someone who goes to one of those things, isn't it?
What, to a cruise?
Yeah, Jordan. They're the type of people that go to those cars.
What's wrong with the name Jordan?
Jordans drive UV light cars.
They no, do. They don't. Nobody
yes,
does.
Do. Sorry, Jordan. I know you contacted Sean. You didn't want to be ridiculed. But can I just say to Jordan, there's never, ever going to be a high court judge called Jordan. Justice Jordan. Is there though?
Why?
No, Jordan's a carpenter.
Jordan is a carpenter. He's not a high court judge.
Or Jordan's a plumber. Yeah.
Leave Jordan alone. How do you know what he does?
He's a courier. He's a courier or a delivery driver.
Like you're a prick.
Sorry, if you went to a solicitor and I know you have a big legal case coming up in the next few months.
Yeah, against you.
Against me. If you went into the solicitor's and the solicitor said, good afternoon, Mr.
Yeah, Kennedy. Sorry, Diane just pointed out, great pub. I'm always there. What's the name of that pub?
I know, this was 20 years ago, Diane.
But you said you were always there.
Yeah, but I haven't been there in
a... Who doesn't remember the name of a pub that they were always in?
I don't remember. I go, Mike has got it. It was the Elfin.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the Elfin.
Yes, I remember.
Used to do a lovely carvery. I did a lot of meetings in the Elfin.
Did you?
Yeah, it was a lot of meetings.
Mm, interesting.
Big debates from the serious to the ridiculous. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Here we are. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to today's Opinions Matter. My name is Adrian. His name is Katie. I heard Jeremy say him yesterday.
Why am I branded he? Do you know what that started from, everybody? And it's not that I have a hairy penis. I don't actually have a hairy penis.
You have a Brazilian done in your penis, have you?
I don't have a penis. This all came from me telling Jeremy when very early on in our love-hate relationship that I'm a gamer.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's why he calls me he.
Oh,
ever
yeah.
Ever since, because apparently girls can't game.
Are you still a gamer?
I am. I want to get a chance. I'm partial to a bit of gaming.
Are you?
That's I'm partial to a bit of gaming.
Yeah. And
I do. I like to have a little play there by myself.
Well, that's your own business now. You don't have to talk about it openly.
Oh, I'm very open. We can talk about it. The controllers. You know, the controller actually vibrates as well.
Oh,
it's not actually a deadly feature on the PlayStation 5 because I'm not scum. I don't have an Xbox. I can actually afford good consoles. Is the speaker on the PlayStation. So I was playing this game called Silent Hill and it's really spooky. Really, really like spooky shit. Like
Silent Hill is called.
Silent Hill.
Yeah, go on.
But there's these like weird dudes that creep out of nowhere, but when you're near them, the controller actually makes this weird creepy little sound and you can hear it straight out of the controller. Comes out of the little speaker. It's unreal.
How often do you get to do this?
I don't get to do it a lot anymore. Although I did come down. So my son has games on my on my PlayStation, and he has Crash Bandicoot and Raymond. Right.
Yeah.
Walked in the other day, and the little shite.
Yeah.
Had only gone and gotten himself into GTA. I said, ooh. No, yeah, no, mommy, please, I just want to drive the cars. I said, you can drive the cars for 5 minutes, and you're turning it off.
That's just the start of it.
So I'm actually going to remove it from my library because I'm terrified that he will.
But getting back to you being a gamer, mm-hmm. So how often do you play with yourself?
How often do I play with myself? Well, I don't get a whole lot of opportunity now because, you know, mother, young kids, you know, you're busy.
But you do try to set aside a bit of time for playing with yourself.
For self-love.
Yeah.
PlayStation is a form of self-love.
Is it?
It is. It's definitely, you know, there's nothing like the end of the day, you're stressed out, you go home and you fuck up some weird zombie shit on Silent Hill. It's great. Now, totally creepy, like I said, very disturbing, but, I try out. I'd like to a couple of times a week, maybe in the evenings.
Really?
Ah, yeah.
And you just do it by yourself?
Ah, why not? Why not? It's brilliant. Now, I don't do online. I did before I had kids, but I haven't gone that far yet again, so.
But would you like to?
Play with myself online?
Yeah.
It depends who's there to.
To play with you?
Play with me.
Yeah, okay, all right.
No, it's not so. I'd be open to playing with myself online in the future.
Okay, I know it's a very popular pastime. It really is. It's extremely popular, actually. Have you ever? Yeah, I mean, like on OnlyFans, they're all playing with themselves.
It's a different kind of playing with themselves.
Oh, is it? Oh, I thought it was a different.
Yeah, no, I would if I was to ever engage in anything like OnlyFans, I would end up paying more out
than you get in
legal fees for trauma.
There's somebody for everybody.
I would actually have people sign a waiver in order to access my account so that they couldn't sue me. But yeah, actually, I'd make a mint. Yeah, selling dirty bat water. Isn't that what they all do?
What?
Isn't there these creeps who buy like women's dirty bath water and everything? I'm telling you, there's a kink for everything in this world.
I know there is, but somebody out there actually buys dirty bath water.
Martin Kilgallen says that's what OnlyFans is for. Thank you for clearing that up for us, Martin, and not getting the joke at the same time. Mm. That's fantastic.
Anyway, Jeremy's not here today, as you can see, obviously. Mm. He's at home decorating his house.
Yeah.
For Halloween.
I know. He's such a licker. I get it with kids, but he's always done it before he even had kids.
Yeah, before he had kids, he decorated
his house. He puts up a Halloween Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Like, that is the highest level of liquor. On a level of liquors, it's actually, even the top liquors.
Like, he took a day off this podcast today to decorate his house for Halloween, which is what? Another couple of weeks away.
Yeah.
Do you decorate your house?
Like a skeleton at the door and some stickers on the window and stuff for my kids.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
No, he literally decorates the entire house from head to toe.
Yeah.
More than most of us would do our houses for Christmas.
Halloween is his thing. He always says that Halloween is his
Christmas.
It's
a bit weird.
It's a little bit weird.
A grown adult who says Halloween is their thing.
I know people who love Halloween. My sister now, she loves this time of the year. You know, the dark evenings, the sound.
Really? I can't stand it.
The bangers.
I absolutely hate it.
I don't hate it, but I definitely give me the sunshine and summer days anytime over this time of year where it's starting to get dark.
Yeah.
And windy and...
Yeah, get me out of here.
Oh,
yeah.
No, but I know people who absolutely love this time of year.
Is there anybody else who goes mad into Halloween? Send us a WhatsApp or comment on our live Facebook video. Is Halloween your thing? Like Robert there, I love Halloween.
You see, I'm very scared of Halloween this year and I'm going to show people on Facebook why. I'm going to hold it up to the camera. Don't say anything. But I'm going to hold... I'm going to give you a little bit of myself.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no,
you're really throwing it around today.
Oh, you have no idea. No, it's actually not that. But so where do I actually put this? Oh, here.
Hang on. So what are you showing us?
So that is the reason I'm terrified for Halloween this year. That's my new little buddy.
Ah.
I got him from my son. That's Timmy.
How are you, Timmy?
A little kitten. He's only 2 months old. Now, I'm not usually a cat person at all. I don't usually like cats. But that's Timmy. And that is why I am terrified for Halloween this year. So if anybody has any recommendations
For keeping Timmy safe and sound.
For keeping Timmy safe and sound. I'm so sorry, Adrian. I wasn't planning on showing my pussy live on air, but it just happened.
That's okay.
But he's very cute.
Anything goes on this podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you want to know how...
I can hear the liner.
Well, Casey shows her pussy live on air.
But anyway, I just genuinely...
Have you not a reputation that you should look after, no?
But it's a kitty cat. It's a kitty cat. Lovely. I have a great reputation.
So, sorry, no, it's a he, is it?
It's a he, and his name is... I asked Tig what he wanted to call him, and he called him Timmy. No, I can't get Timmy from South Park out of my head. So, did you ever see Timmy in South Park?
Yeah.
So, Timmy in South Park is all that comes to my head when I think... Every time I'm talking, when the kids are calling, I hear is Timmy. It's really, really annoying. But
anyway, so he's called Timmy, and Halloween is only around the corner.
Yeah, so I've never had to worry about this before.
Well, obviously you're not going to let him out, are you?
No, he won't go out for another while. Anyway, even, I think they say kind of 5-6 months before they can actually go outside, and then I have to kind of gradually... I hated cats.
Yeah, no, I'm not a fan of cats.
I never would have hurt a cat. Never hurt an animal, but I'm not a cat person. I like Timmer. And you're like Timmy. But,
yeah, no, we have a cat as well, and I hated cats up until this one arrived.
Yeah, I like this one. I still don't like cats, though.
And he's our cat is very like Timmer. Very, very like him.
You're not allowed to say my cat's name anymore unless you say it like that, okay? So when I go to the vets to get him his shots next week, because he booked in for his shots, and the vet asks me, "Oh, so, Miss Mac, what's your cat's name?" I'm going to try and say,
Timmy!
Say, Timmy! And I'm going to watch the joke go over their head. But, yeah, so for me, I'm worried about... Now, the reason I actually got a cat, I would rather a dog, but the reason I got a cat is because dogs are so much more work. You have to walk them, bath them, groom them. Cats kind of just look after themselves.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, no, I agree. Like we were even able to go on holidays and left the cat there at the house, and the next door neighbour fed the cat.
Yeah, exactly. They'll look after themselves, whereas dogs are... I just could not take the commitment of a dog, maybe when they're a bit older.
Okay, so how do you protect Timmy when it comes to Halloween?
That's what I don't know. So I don't know if you can give cats CBD oil. I know that was a thing, wasn't it? CBD oil for pets.
Yeah.
So I don't know what I'm going to do with Timmy.
If anybody has any suggestions, do let us know. Do you know for a fact that it's a boy cat?
Well, I had a look. So your man told me he thinks it's a boy. So I had a look, and then I realised that I have no fucking clue what a difference between a male and a female is. No,
that's why I'm asking the question.
So I have Timmy booked in.
The poor cat. Timmy.
So I have the cat booked in for next week to get his vaccines and stuff. I think he might be a bit young for microchip, they said. You can't microchip.
Oh, do you get microchips for cats?
Yeah.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah. Tiger could be devastated. But...
And Amanda says, cats are teenagers. Dogs are like having toddlers.
That's it. That, you know what? That's actually a great analogy for...
No, they are great. They can't look after themselves. You can...
But you know what I realised? So I was Googling all about cats and kittens and everything.
Yeah.
So I accidentally, genuinely Googled how to look after your pussy.
Yeah. Okay. So
I shouldn't have Googled that. No, I shouldn't have Googled that.
Walk him up. Probably a Brazilian wax.
I wouldn't open it here. So, no, I genuinely did. You know, because Ty keeps calling it the pussy cat. You know, but anyway, so then I had to Google how to look after your kitten and your cat. But cats don't actually drink milk. So that is actually
a
myth. No, milk is not good for cats, apparently. So I went in and I got Timmy, special kitten milk.
I thought cats drank milk.
No. It's milk. Milk is not good for kittens.
We've been giving them our cat milk for years.
No, don't. Does he shit a lot?
Yeah, fair bit, yeah. Actually, that's another thing about cats. They shit politely.
Oh, yeah. Like, do you know what's so weird?
Is Timmy doing his business in the litter box?
Two months old. 2 months old. And he literally the first day I brought him home, straight into the litter box. How do they even know how to do that?
I don't know. It's
they're extremely clever.
No, but they're even when they're outside, they're doing their business. I've never found our cats
like
shite
my mom
anywhere.
And dad have.
The dogs shite all over the garden.
Yeah.
The cat, no.
I know you can have clever dogs, but I have like a cat or a dog. Well, he's with my mom and dad. He'd be too old to be around my kids now, you know. But they have him because the house is quiet and everything else. But he's an absolute licker compared to this. This kitten's 2 months old and it's all like Bruno's just an absolute licker. Do you find your dogs are well, Bonnie.
It's literally a window licker.
Yeah, it's literally a window
licker. I sent Katie a video the other day. A new fan of the podcast because she's a licker. She literally was licking the window.
Literally licking the windows, yeah. No, so if anybody has any advice, just any pet owners for coming up to Halloween, how to keep your pets, I suppose, calm and not have them, not let
well,
them
now, there you go.
Them.
I never knew that. Cats are allergic to milk. Cow milk will make them sick. I never knew. I literally never knew that.
That's where we're at.
Every day's a school day.
Well, listen, when you're with me, you'll always learn something, Adrian, because I'm far more intelligent and wise than you. So, I mean, but yeah, the lactose and it's very bad for them. So what I bought for Timmy actually is like the little, do you know the Actimel drinks you get for babies?
Yeah.
For the ready-made ones. So it's like literally just one of those.
And is he happy out?
Oh, he drank it, yeah.
Did he? Good old Timmy.
No, I just couldn't believe when I read they drank water because I thought cats hate water.
They hate swimming in it.
Christine says cats, Katie, are lactose intolerant. Never give him milk, pet. No, I know.
Literally every day is a school day. I never knew that.
I found that out before the because I would have just given him milk thinking because in every cartoon and movie you see ever.
Yeah.
It's mad.
That is mad. I never ever knew that. Okay, thank you. Every day is a school day. And my regards to Timmy.
Timmy. I should have brought him in.
What?
I should have brought him in with me. Oh, no, I couldn't.
We had an experience the one time I ever brought one of our dogs over here to our studio.
Oh, did you?
I brought Molly in one day. And Molly, morning, noon and night, would sit around and just chill and not say a word to anybody. The day she came in here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she lost her
during
shit
the whole
altogether.
Show? Yeah. That's brilliant. She knew. I'm telling you, that girl.
And she's the bomb, as are Molly.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
I tell you one thing, Dixon. You'd have never
recording.
Said. Yeah, you'd have never said that to her face. You'd have never said what you just said
that's
to me. You wouldn't.
That's a word, Aidan, that I keep for very few women.
Oh, really?
And people. Sorry, not just women. No, that's a word I would use for both sexes.
Yeah, yeah. Equally. Let's not discriminate.
Yeah, we were talking about the certain person that myself and Aidan used to work with.
Can I ask you to do me a favour? Continue this
turn off the heater?
That's done.
Oh, you turned it off without my knowledge.
Yeah, I did.
How dare you?
Yeah, no, I did.
No, that's going back on.
Oh. Anyway, why do you
we could never live together, by the way.
Oh, you're dead right.
Oh, no, we couldn't live together.
I know.
I'd say you're the type of fucker that in December you have the windows open. Do you?
I wouldn't have the windows open, but the window was open this morning in the bathroom, wide open.
Oh, to let the steam out, obviously.
Yeah. Not a bother, yeah.
See, in the studio where we are at the moment.
Whinge bag here.
It's too cold.
I have the heater on. I have my jacket on as well, as you can see. And
Who can see?
Nobody. It's a fur-lined jacket as well.
And you walk in, it's cold in here.
I'm a very cold, cold person. And Aidan here would sit...
Stop calling me Aidan.
With the window open.
Stop calling me Aidan or this conversation ends.
But it's not a conversation, it's a chat. We're not debating it, are we?
Well, why are you calling me Aidan?
How dare you?
You fucking know well what my name is.
Don't curse.
Don't call me Aidan.
Okay. Anyway, myself and your man used to work with a woman and... you know the C word, which I'm a fan of, I have to say. It's my favourite curse word.
Would you believe that the C word in Scotland is actually a term of endearment?
Oh, it is, yeah. Ach, aye, you cunt, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the way they say it. Yeah. Are you going to the pub, you cunt?
They do.
They say, yeah.
Yeah, they use it all the time. It's almost a term. Anyway.
Same as in Australia.
Oh, do they in Australia?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you're my best friend, you cunt. That's what they say in Australia. Have you never been to Australia? You've never been to Australia. You're not a very well-travelled man, I have to be honest.
Sorry, I've been there several times, and you're the one who... I wouldn't go there, there's snakes.
No,
that's what you said.
Spiders.
I wouldn't go there, there's spiders.
Anyway, the C word.
You're going to deny your children a trip to Australia because there's a spider there.
So my children have been to four different continents.
Four, name the four.
Antarctica? Is that a continent?
No, it's not.
It's not, okay. No, the one where Santa lives.
That's Europe.
No, that's a continent, isn't
it? No, you fool of a man.
What continent does Santa live in?
Europe.
No,
I'm north of north of Finland.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Finland is in Europe, you gobshite.
I always thought Santa was from the...
So your kids have been in Europe. Woo.
So, myself and Adrian are big fans of the C word.
I am mm-hmm. a big fan of it. And we work with a woman who loves that word. She absolutely loves it.
I don't like hearing it out of ladies' lips.
In fact, she called me that word earlier on today. In front of people. And everyone was like, oh.
No class, that woman.
What?
No class. Anyway, there's a woman that myself and your man used to work with. And she was a CNX Tuesday.
Oh, absolutely.
Of the highest order.
But you'd have never said that to her face.
I was terrified of her.
Yeah, you were.
I was absolutely terrified.
Because she was such a cunt.
Oh, God. I can't believe you just said that.
No, but she was.
Oh, she was. But this same, Adrian is so two-faced, yeah?
Why?
I mean, are you Gemini?
No, Pisces.
You should be Gemini. Why do fish have two faces?
I don't know.
What they do? Yes, they actually do.
Two faces? How's a fish got two faces?
A fish has two faces.
Does a fish even have a face?
Yes, but a fish has two faces. Did you not know that? So if you're eating, let's say, a John Dory.
Right, yeah.
That's a type of fish.
Yeah, no, I've
very
heard
expensive
of them.
Fish. If you're eating a John Dory, and I don't know, can you eat something when it's looking at you?
No, not really. No, no.
It puts me off. Yeah. No end.
Oh, there's nothing worse than eating head. Honestly, it's vile. Ah, I remember. I remember ordering it on the meal. And what did I get? I got head.
What was the name of the restaurant?
Well, I can't name it for obvious reasons.
There's no obvious reason.
What?
There's no obvious reason.
I got a head. The head arrived out with the fish. I nearly passed away peacefully.
So when you get a fish on a plate and it comes out to you...
Do you know what I had to do?
No.
I had to cover up the top of the fish with a napkin so that I couldn't see his face.
If I'm eating away and I see eyes looking at me, it just...
Yeah, it is a turn off, yeah.
But when a fish arrives out on a plate, say it's a John Dory or it's a sea bass.
Oh yeah, I love sea bass.
That was my wedding. Yeah. That was my wedding main course.
Lovely.
No, nice. Sea bream.
Ah, that's cheap. That's the rat of the sea.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Sea bass is the king of the sea. Sea bream is his little brother that he kicks around the place.
Was $12.99 a head.
Ah, that was cheap.
Oh, was it?
$12.99. You'd get a McDonald's for that.
$12.99 per person per head. Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah.
Jesus, that was a cheap wedding.
Anyway, when a fish comes out on a plate, it's lying down flat.
Yeah.
And you can see its face, yeah?
Yeah.
If you turn it over onto the other side, you'll see its other face. They've two faces at the side of each.
No, that's because the bloody thing is cut down the middle, you fool.
No, it wasn't.
Yes.
No.
They don't have two faces.
They do have two faces.
No.
A fish has a face on his left and he has a face
on
his...
So do you! You have a face on your left and you have a face on your right, you fool.
So I'm two-faced as well. Anyway, I get back to the point about Adrian being two-faced. This woman who you used to think was a CNX Tuesday.
Oh, absolutely.
She listens to the podcast, so she'll probably hear this. Adrian used to go out for lunch with her.
I went out for lunch once with her.
Yeah. Didn't you
once?
Yeah, pigeon or something, didn't you? For lunch.
Pheasant,
that's what it was, yeah. And you were all hugs. I remember when you came back.
There was no hugs.
There was hugs.
No, there wasn't hugs.
That was a black widow.
Oh.
Eat their young.
Absolutely.
No, that's not what a black... Who does a black widow eat?
Her partner. Does she eat her partner? Doesn't she have a ride and then she kills him?
What?
Doesn't a black widow spider have a ride and then kill him?
Yeah, that's what it says in the books. That's how it's written in school
books. Does she mate with the male?
I don't know. Look it up.
And then she kills him.
Look it up.
What's she known for? Ask Catherine Nevin. She'll tell you.
Who's Catherine Nevin?
The black widow.
The one that's running for the president.
No, Jesus, don't say that, things like that.
What are you talking about?
You can't call her the Black Widow.
What is a Black Widow? It's a spider.
It's a spider, yeah.
And are you saying it mates and then wants to...
Yeah.
And wants to kill you? Sorry, that's every woman I've ever slept with. Literally, every woman I've ever slept with, yeah, has wanted to kill me after sex.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I'm actually,
I just want you to paint this picture, yeah?
Is this me having sex? Because I can't paint that picture. I can't.
No, you can't, no.
I can't paint that picture.
So the Black Widow spider, yeah, she gets with, during the springtime, she gets with the male, yeah? Black Widow females.
Oh, typical female will only have sex like one time a year.
It suits her, yeah.
Well, yeah, so.
And
what time, what months? Give me the months.
January, February, March, April. Yeah?
Okay. Horny spider.
She mates with the young fella, yeah?
The young fella.
Yeah, she mates with the young fella, and then she actually eats him.
Have you never been eaten after sex?
No, never been eaten ever.
Okay, okay.
The black widow female consumes the male after mating.
Why, though?
Feeding them as a source of nutrients for egg fertilization. Now, you would think that the male spiders would have a little conversation. You see her one over there, you get up on her and you're going to die.
Spiders don't get up on each other. Have you ever seen a spider having sex?
No.
Oh, have you not? It's magical, actually.
What's it involve?
What? Bit of foreplay. Bit of licking out.
Here, by the end of it, he gets eaten. Literally, eaten alive.
So they've never learned.
How have the lads not copped this on?
And said what? And sent an email around going,
Lads, if you mate with your woman, if you give her one, yeah.
You see, what you forget to realise is men are a beast.
An animal, yeah, no, I know that.
Male spiders are a beast. And when a male spider, have you never, you ask yourself the same question. Have you ever been in Copperface Jacks at 3 o'clock in the morning, you see a fella?
No, close to half two.
So have you ever been in Copperface Jacks at 25 past two when they're closing off the tills? Doing the Z-read.
The
Z-read. And pulling down the shutters and doing the whole lot, yeah. Have you never seen a man going up and approaching like a 2 out of 10?
I have.
Why?
She's not going to eat him.
But have you never asked yourself a question, why do men go for 2 out of 10s at 25 past two on Harcourt Street? Ask yourself that question.
Because he didn't. That's not the point.
Because men are a beast.
Regardless, he's not going to be eaten.
Spiders are a beast.
So why would a spider want to mate with another spider knowing, or at least they should know, that the end result is you're going to die?
So does the spider get to shoot?
I don't know.
Shoot the load. Yeah.
I assume so. But then that's it.
What spider jizz look like?
I have to stop it, will you? You dirtbag. This is a civilised conversation.
That's a great name for a rock band.
What?
Spider jizz.
Anyway, yeah, female black widow spiders eat their mates.
And the mates as well.
No, eat your man.
So if...
I don't understand it. I don't understand why anybody would want to...
Close your eyes, guys, and you swear you're in biology class sixth year in school.
Absolutely, like. Yeah.
So if the female... And who's the Catherine O'Reilly? What's her name?
What?
Catherine O'Reilly.
Catherine O'Reilly?
Who's the Black Widow? Who's the Black Widow?
Oh, what was her name?
I don't know.
Catherine Nevin.
So what did she do?
She killed her... Well, she got her husband killed and she got the nickname the Black Widow.
That's actually true.
She spent years in prison for it.
No way.
She hired a hitman to kill her husband.
I've never heard this story.
Yes, you have, down in near British Bay there.
She killed him in British Bay?
That's not Catherine Nevin now, that young one.
Jesus, I wish it was Catherine Nevin. Hang on, Catherine Nevin.
Yeah. There, that's her. Look at the state of her.
Oh, God, look at the mallet.
You don't remember that story?
Oh, she's dead, so we can say what we want about her. Oh, here we are, mallet head. Look at the mallet head on her. So she...
got her husband killed.
Why?
Because she didn't like him anymore.
Well, geez, I'm sure it was no picnic for him either. Look at the head in that.
Yeah, and she wanted to inherit the pub. She wanted rid of him.
And his name was Tom Nevin.
Tom Nevin, yeah.
I'm looking at...
Today, Tom.
Jeez, no, I have to say, guys, if you want to look up a picture of their wedding day, yeah? And you know the way normally you look at someone's picture on their wedding day and you go, God, she deteriorated with time. She was minging on her wedding day as well. Like, that should have been a red flag.
Anyway, she was nicknamed the Black Widow because she killed her mate, her partner.
But if you hire someone to kill your partner, that's not really you. So if I hired someone to kill Sue.
Yeah.
I ain't takers.
It'll eventually come back to you.
No, but that's not illegal.
It's not illegal to pay somebody to kill somebody.
Because you're not doing it.
But of course it's illegal. You're hiring a hitman.
No, how is that illegal? Oh, no, that's ridiculous.
So you're telling me it wouldn't be illegal for me to hire somebody to kill you tomorrow on your way in the front door of the White Sands Hotel?
Do you want to give it time I go in as well?
Like, yeah, 25 past one.
No, hang on, if I paid you, yeah, to go into Spar next door, yeah?
Yeah.
So if I gave you 20 quid, yeah? No, say I want you to go into Harvey Norman and rob me a dishwasher.
How in God's holy shit would you rob a dishwasher out of Harvey Norman's? Put it on your back.
Okay, that's a ridiculous thing to say. Sorry. A pair of iPods. I need a new pair of iPods, okay?
iPods? What's iPods?
The things that go in your ear.
Earpods, you fool.
Can you not stick them in your eye as well? So if I gave you 50 quid, yeah?
Yeah.
And I said, go in and rob a pair of earpods for me. By the way, we do not condone theft. Yeah.
You won't be able to rob them because they're normally in a glass case.
You're ruining my analogy here.
I'm sorry, but you can.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
A tablet.
Just one tablet?
No, a Samsung tab. So I'm going to give you 50 quid, yeah?
Yeah.
Go into Harvey Norman and rob that for me. and you go in and rob it and you get caught because the alarm goes off. Woo,
woo, woo. Yeah, I'm going to say it was you that told me to rob it.
And your man in Harvey Norman, yeah?
Yeah.
Would you like to buy insurance with that pad? Always asked if you want to buy insurance. Always
asked. They're not all Indian.
Yeah, they are. That's not racist. They are. Indian men are the best at selling technology. But they always say to you when you buy something, yeah? Would you like to buy insurance with that?
What sort of an accent is that?
I don't know. Never buy insurance. You don't need insurance. And you rob the iPad and you walk out and he catches you.
Yeah.
That's not... I'm not going to prison for
that. I would say to him, Jeremy Dixon, his address is this, his phone number is this, he told me to rob it. Then you get done, you bang to rights. I'd walk free.
It's like, so it's actually illegal to hire someone to kill your partner?
Obviously. Try it there.
No, I very much love my wife. We don't all hate our wives, Adrian.
No, nor do I. But I would love to get a hit out on you if you think I'd get away with it.
Well, I tell you, if he had got a hit out on her, there was no missing her head.
23 minutes past one outside the White Sands Hotel. I can just see it. I can see it. Man gunned down outside hotel.
Oh, I could be.
It's believed his partner in crime, Adrian Kennedy, was responsible, but nobody can prove
you'd
it.
You'd have an alibi. Yeah. So I could be the Irish Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk?
Charlie Kirk.
Why, who paid somebody to kill him?
Who knows? Who knows?
But if it got rid of you, it'd be worth the risk.
Since Charlie Kirk has passed away, RIP, yeah, you know his podcast has gone through the roof. Everybody wants to listen to it after he's dead. So the wife
is... it's no use to him now.
So the wife is doing it now, which is really, really weird. Have you not seen that?
I have, yeah.
And what did you think, by the way, when she walked out at the funeral and there was pyrotechnics? Like, if I die...
Oh, no, there will be pyrotechnics, I can assure you. I can assure you there will
Kennedy
be.
Kennedy letting off black cats at the back of the church.
I can absolutely assure you.
There you go.
I will invite people down for the fireworks display.
Record this. I want this known, yeah?
Yeah.
If I die tomorrow, yeah. Like this could be my last. You never know when you're going to die.
Oh, I know that, yeah.
Like you never know when
absolutely.
When Charlie Kirk went down and did that show that day.
He didn't know that was going to be his last show.
So if this is my last show,
yeah.
The church I will be getting buried in is... What church do you get buried in?
You don't get buried in a church. Who gets buried in a church?
No, the thing. How are you?
The graveyard.
He was great. No, that part. The funeral.
The priest.
What church do you get buried in?
You don't get buried in a church.
What church do you have your funeral in?
Any church.
Can you have it in any church?
Yeah.
But it's where you grew up, is it?
Normally, yeah.
Okay, so I get actually, I think I'll have my funeral in a mosque.
Just
to piss off the far right. So... Adrian,
anyway, the bottom line Adrian is there'll be a fireworks display.
What?
Woohoo! Woo!
It was very weird, wasn't it?
It was a bit, yeah.
Here's the widow coming out!
Hey!
Boo! Screamers going across and all that. Jesus Christ.
Big debates. From the serious to the ridiculous. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.